Thanks, Howard, for the great talk. We have the Q&A now open. Folks are welcome to put their questions on the pad on IRC, and we might also open up this room in a few minutes if you might prefer to join Big Blue Button directly and ask your questions to Howard that way. Yeah, so Howard, take it away.
Thank you. Yeah, I wasn't expecting to have a Q&A. Tried to condense it so fast because this was supposed to be a lightning talk, but hey, it's good to talk to everybody. So question on the Etherpad here is, do I fall back to VTerm only when needing Termula emulation? And yeah, I kind of know when I'm going to need that based on the use case. Like right now, I'm doing a lot of building with Docker, and Docker just makes a mess out of everything. And so I can sometimes will like start up a VTerm for that. But I don't like actually typing a lot of stuff in there as much. So actually, I wrote a little program to, the compile command. I just send the compile over into it. Then I could see the output, and then I can just, and it pops right back to where I'm at. So I don't know. I think you kind of need to use a little bit of both. But yeah, it would be nice to kind of flip a window back and forth, because there's some things about eShell that I actually do like a lot. Now my Tramp suggestion, okay, I'll admit Tramp is, it's kind of fickle. I think we all get sometimes better use cases out of it than others. My headphones are out of batteries here, so we might have to flip here. Yeah, so the Tramp, I don't know. I think we have to kind of play with it, see how it goes. Let's see, another question is, have we thought about adding the eShell manual? You know, after doing this talk, and I'm realizing a lot of the half-baked or almost good stuff with eShell that we could just kind of fix a little bit, and some of the, especially some of the docs, yeah, I'm kind of thinking that maybe I should hook up with somebody and we could try to do a little bit of extensions there, you know, like fix up the manual a little bit more, make it more of a tutorial, I think would help, as well as fixing some of the little problems like that. Trying to be able to cat a buffer into the shell, I think is pretty useful. Let's see, do I know if eShell can be used from eLisp? Yeah, I use that quite a bit. I actually have functions that call an eShell command. That way I get all of the benefits that you can get from an eShell, like with the predicates and all that kind of thing. I can't remember who's been doing it, but lately I've been seeing a lot of the do what I mean shell commands that they're building up a bunch of functions that do very specific things, what they need. And it seems like there's a lot of like special commands they're adding into it to like get the file name and that sort of thing. And I was thinking, hey, that's a great idea, but let's do it with eShell. So I've been doing something similar, but just calling out to eShell itself. Let's see, next question. How does that interplay with my literate DevOps approach? Yeah, the two are different. You know, when I'm doing my literate work, I'm in an org file and I'm just writing commands. But yeah, sometimes it's just a little bit, you know, I'm not planning on keeping it. I'm just kind of investigating things, and that's what REPLs are really good for. And in that case, yeah, I'll pop over into eShell, write things. If I see something good, that's where I was talking about my little engineering notebook, sending it out to a capture and then and capturing it out, or writing it into a buffer where I can do more things to it. I guess it's the flexibility I think we all kind of need, because you don't know exactly where you're going until you're halfway there and it's like, oh, I don't want to start up a new app. That's why we're in Emacs. So yeah. Oh yeah, thank you. Yeah, Alvaro Ramirez. Yeah, that's the stuff I've been reading a lot about. Let's see, another question. Do I have a strategy for getting around eShell's lack of support for input redirection? You know, that it is what it is. I don't have any ideas at the moment. It's a good idea. Whenever you know, we're so used to doing pipes, and whenever you start doing a pipe at all, eShell just immediately throws it into the shell. But then pulling it back in is kind of difficult. And so that's why I just started writing them out to buffers and then pulling them back in. And I find that just a little bit more useful situation for what I'm doing. I don't know if other people will find it as useful as I do. But yeah, I'm getting a little tired of trying to get just the right command of piping everything together. And 2 years ago, when I was talking about my little piper idea, this is kind of what it's morphed into, was just using eShell, running the commands, editing the stuff, and then pulling it back in to send it to some other app. Or not even pulling it back in, just using it at that point and then sending it off into emails. Yes, you can call elist functions, the commands. I was hoping this could be kind of clarified a little bit, but if you have any function, any Emacs list function that starts with eShell slash, that gets called first before any command. So you can override just about every shell command. In fact, many of them are. So there is an eShell slash ls. So if you type ls into the your eShell, it's actually calling that function. Now, most of those functions will, if it runs into too many options that it doesn't know about or something like that, will call out to whatever ls program you've got installed. But that's how it goes. So yes, buffers are superior pipes. Whoever's typing that, I think that's a great idea. I think that's the kind of the concept that I'm realizing this year. Hold on 1 second while I switch headphones here. I suppose you can still hear me, right?
Yep, I can still hear you.
Well, nobody's talking yet.
I can still hear you.
Okay, perfect. And I can hear you too. So that works well. Let's see. Any other questions in the IRC? I'm not seeing them, mostly in the Etherpad here. Do I have a preferred method for getting argument completion for shell commands? Okay, that's a really good question. There is a function that I found in eShell for getting options. And it's like, great, that's what I was expecting, you know, something like a getOps. So I start playing around with it, and it's like almost there. The problem is it's not really as flexible as I would think. It either takes command line arguments or it doesn't. And it just kind of, it's kind of made for very simple commands only. So, well, I ended up writing my own. So I wrote kind of a GitOps-like function, kind of behaves like it, where you can give it a list of single commands, a list of those long commands, some that take options and some that don't. So you'll see that in my, where I've got it here in the Etherpad up on the full code. I also posted it up on Mastodon as well earlier. But I have a link to my configuration file. It's all literate, so you can just scroll down, search for GitOps, and you'll see my function. I haven't fully tested out everything yet. Most of the code was actually written for this talk, I found, so there will be bugs. But you know, you might find it interesting to grab some of the stuff and play around with it. If you find some bugs, please send them back to me. I'll discover them soon enough. But yeah. So is it possible to get LDOC base completion for elist calls in eShell? Ooh, good question. I don't know. I have been switching from company mode to Corfu. Just try it all out. I'm getting some pretty good completions, but the ELDOC based would be, that would be very lovely. A Plan 9 Smart Shell. Sorry. Yes. I do remember reading Mickey Peterson's article on eShell and his Plan 9 idea. I was playing around with it for a little bit, but I don't know. Yeah, I couldn't get it quite working the way I thought I would want it to, so I didn't follow through. But yeah, he's got some good ideas there. Any other questions? But
I
yes,
guess.
I should revisit Mickey Peterson's ideas. Say it again.
Cool. Yeah, sorry. I guess I was just going to ask a question on the fly here.
Sure.
Yeah, which is, so you mentioned this sort of getUp function or getUp-like function that you implemented. Would you consider maybe having that integrated in Emacs Core itself so that it's available to all other eShell users?
I think that'd be a great idea, and I'm kind of thinking I need to kind of see what should go into eShell and what should maybe be like a side package, like eShell EXT kind of thing for getting some extra stuff, because I don't know if everybody wants all of it. So having a side package might be a really good idea, and then seeing, yeah. So yes, if you want to work on with me.
Yeah, sure. Sounds good. Why not?
Sure. All right. Any other questions or are we good?
I think we still have about, sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, I think we're out of questions.
Right. Yeah, but we still are not out of time yet. So I think we have like 10 more minutes at least.
I've got more time for Q&A than I thought I had for the actual talk.
Yeah, it's been interesting. So we were kind of debating on switching to two tracks like we have done this year, or keeping or maintaining the same setup as the previous years, which was one track, but sort of all the talks were very like squeezed into together. And it was a last minute decision kind of, and we almost did end up going back to one track. But you know, we're here. But I think that's the reason why some of the Q&As are sometimes longer than the talks themselves is.
Well, okay, so personally, I love the two-track idea and I love all the breaks. It's made it a lot easier because last year it's like, oh, I can't even get up.
Yeah, I feel you. It's and I feel the same too. Both, I mean, as someone who's been a little bit watching, but also as organizers, I mean, we couldn't catch a breath with like that one track rapid fire of talks one after another. So this is much better, I feel like.
Yeah. So let's keep it going.
Yeah,
And next
Howard.
year, maybe I can do 15 minutes. Yes, Mal?
So are yes, are you the maintainer of eShell now?
No, I'm not.
Oh,
Just an interested bystander.
okay.
I think eShell is still just part of Core. John Wiggly wrote it originally,
Right.
but I think it's just part of the core. So I don't think anyone is maintaining it per se.
Okay.
It certainly is getting a little long in the tooth, and we probably need to do some updatings on it. So maybe that's what we should do for version 30.
Yeah, I've started to use it a little bit more just because of all the chatter on the various blogs, right?
There is a
So,
lot of chatter lately.
but it burned me recently. I mean, for like half an hour because I was trying to SSH into a machine from eShell, and usually I use just regular shell mode. For some reason, it just wasn't. It didn't connect up to the SSH agent or whatever. So I
Sure.
thought, I was thinking that, oh, everything's broken and stuff. I'm like running around trying to do stuff. I'm like, oh, it's just because I'm in eShell trying to do this.
Yes. And if I know I'm going to be SSHing into a box, I don't. I just start up vterm and go. Then I know it's going to be pretty good. I've had a lot of good success in that regard with vterm. However, the problem is it's hard to pull that kind of stuff back. Like, I'll find something interesting and it's like, oh crap, now I have to control C, control T, and then go up and collect it as opposed to, shooting it out over to my into an org file, with a redirection. So that's why I've been kind of playing around with just using tramp in eShell as opposed to SSHing in. Mileage may vary.
I thought in the command interpreter there's some stuff like
There is. It's supposed to be a visual the visual commands. I think there's a list of them, and SSH is one of those. So it's supposed to then start off a shell mode detached little process and feed stuff, but I don't know. I haven't had as much luck with it, so I haven't really bothered. If I know I'm going to SSH, I'll just start a feed term and go.
Yeah. Well, I mean, aside from doing SSH, just using, I think there are a couple commands for. There's one for taking the command on the command line and putting it into the kill ring, and there's another one for flushing the buffer, flushing the last output of your buffer, and it works in many different shell or REPL type environments inside Emacs, but it doesn't put it into the kill ring, which was sort of confusing to me. I'll have to dive into the elisp at some point and figure out how to get what I want. But
and I think that's the problem with this eShell. There's a lot of like interesting ideas, but there's a lot that's not quite baked yet. So it's a combination of what we expect, because it's not a terminal emulator shell, it's not like Bash, it's different. But it's got some cool stuff, but it's, so there's expectation, and then there are just bugs and things that haven't been finished. I can't remember who started, I've got a link in it, my configuration file, but somebody was writing on how to get the output from the last command in shell mode. And I thought, that's a great idea. I want that in eShell. And then I found, found the source code that there's a double dollar sign that's already there. Great. Wait a minute. It doesn't work all the time. What the hell?
Yeah. When I saw that in your talk, I was like, oh, that's one of the things I've been looking for. So.
It is exactly. Now I'll admit there's some, just the underpinnings are really good. So it didn't take long to actually make that and fix it and then make it even better. Like putting in a kill ring, it's like, now that is nice, so that I could just grab it as an array and go. That's really good. So I think there's a lot of good stuff there. I think, let's just make some features. Let's make an extension and let's assign the copyright to the FSS.
Yeah, maybe I'll start looking at eShell after. I'm playing around with OrgNoder right now, trying to catch up to some of the forks. But maybe eShell is the next thing to sort of poke at.
Aren't there so many fun things to do?
No, it's terrible.
great. Oh, I got another question over here in the IRC. Do you ever fall back to terminals and shells outside of Emacs? Okay, all right, confession time. Yes, I sometimes use iTerm. So when I first boot up, I do have to use a terminal before I start up Emacs because it's got to mount everything. So I do use iTerm and sometimes if it happens to be there, I'll type the command in there instead of running it into Emacs. But I just find running those terminals to be pretty frustrating because most of them, you have to use the mouse to copy and select stuff.
Yeah, and actually I could maybe chime in here and say that, yeah, exactly. Not only for terminals, but also for IRC clients, I feel like I've tried using a bunch of different ones. But it ultimately comes down to I can't just put the cursor up, quickly grab something, kill it, and paste it somewhere else, or just use it. And yeah, that's I feel like one of the killer features of Emacs or anything that's built into Emacs.
Agreed. Lounge 679 says, what are the less well-oiled parts of eShell and the edge cases? Yeah, that's a great phrasing. Less well-oiled parts. There's just a little friction, and I think we need to figure out how to fix those things when we encounter them. Yeah, I should make a list of the things I found. And hey, Mal, you give me a list too. And yeah,
I think one of the problems with eShell is that it's not based on comment, like shell and
it isn't.
Other stuff. Yeah, and as a result, the other shells have like a uniform interface and uniform key bindings for doing things, and eShell does things slightly differently, different enough.
That's right. You know, yeah, exactly. And that's good and bad. It's doing something totally different. And if you know that it's just going to be different, and you'll treat it differently, at least that's how I found. So that's why I'm jumping between the vterm and eShell, depending on what I'm trying to do. But I'm just finding there's a lot of interesting stuff in eShell, but it changes how we run things. I think it's very similar to, well, I mean, if okay, not blaming names, but if you're a VI user, you're starting with the terminal and you're running commands. And then when you need to edit a file, you edit, you come back. But the shell is kind of your main focus. Well, we're all over here in Emacs and we just run commands from Emacs, right? That's just how we behave. And using eShell is this way where don't go all the way, you know, don't try to, but you can kind of pretend and do different things. So yeah, so that's why I say it kind of changes our behavior because it's doing things differently. So you can't look at it as another comment.
Wait, so when you say you're using vterm, does that mean you're using, that's a separate application outside of Emacs, or is there a, like a...
Oh, vterm, yeah, so vterm is... I don't know when it came out, a couple of years ago. I don't know the details of it, but it's using a module library to do all the heavy lifting. So it's just a little better comment, and I've just found it to be a lot, very reliable and pretty fast. So especially when I'm SSHing into another machine in my data centers and especially building all the Docker and some of the weird terminal stuff that I need to do in those shell environments using SSH, I just find vterm to be really good for what that does.
Oh, okay, I see it now. It's on Malfa. All right.
Yeah. You're still in Emacs, and but the key bindings are pretty good. But you do, you know, you has two modes: one for selecting text, and then one for being a terminal.
Maybe I'll try that out instead of Medex shell.
Yes, I would, if you can. The problem that I think most people have is building that vterm library. I haven't had any problems on my work Mac, so it's been pretty good for me.
Okay. All right, that's good to know about too. But that'll keep me from you like adopting eShell.
Sure. You know, it's a nice thing about choices. Anything
another
works.
Distraction, right?
So. Yeah, you'll just find that vterm, I think, behaves exactly like you expect a terminal to act, and so you won't have to do much. I don't have much in the way of customizations. It's mostly my customizations is just starting a vterm, running SSH automatically. So it's mostly about working with my external hosts.
And if I may quickly jump in here, I think we have about another minute or so of live Q&A on the stream, at which point then the stream will move on, but you folks are welcome to stay here or like continue the Q&A on the pad or whatever works best, just staying in this room. Yeah, and continue talking.
Lovely. Yeah, as Karthik has said, vterm isn't distracting. It's just exactly what you expect. So it's not interesting either. No, I'm just, you know. Yeah. Yeah, and so there's some good comments on the IRC. So yeah, thanks everybody. It's been fun.
All right, I'm gonna jump off now. Nice talking to you, Howard.
You too. All right.
Thank you all.
I think I'll drop off as well.
All right, thank you.